Hi, this is a dictation for Dashane Bachane. D-S-H-A-N-E B-U-C-K M-A-N. Date of service is 6-5-2025. Date of accident is 6-4-2025. Date of birth 11-3-1979. Dashane Bachane is here with a chief complaint of pain in the head, neck, mid back, and lower back. Patient alleges that he was involved in an automobile accident on 6-5-2025. The details of the accident is as follows. On 6-5-2025, the patient was traveling in a Chevy car on Grand River and Bentley, B-E-N-T-L-E-Y, as a rear passenger on the left side, and the driver was a co-worker from Human Resources, and they were traveling at around 5 miles an hour. They were rear-ended in a traffic jam where their car was only 5 miles an hour, and the other car was a SUV at around 25 miles an hour. 25 miles an hour. He was wearing a seatbelt. No airbags were deployed. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit-and-run accident. Police came to the scene, but a little late. Ambulance came to the scene, and patient was taken to the Providence Hospital same night. And for 2 hours, X-rays, neck, back were done. No CT scan was done. Medicines were provided, and then he was discharged home same night. Patient reported that there was no police report filed immediately, and the other driver didn't go to any hospital, and he was sleeping at the time because he was working all day, and he was being brought to the home by this driver. He did not see the damage to the car. There are no police report available or pictures are available, and patient has been requested to provide those more details information. Regarding the injury, patient report that he had no head injury, no trauma to the chest, pelvic or abdomen, no trauma to the shoulder, elbow or hands, no trauma to the hip, knees or ankle. He reports possibly there was some whiplash injury due to the hitting into the headrest, back, forth and back, forward and back. There was no laceration, bleeding or fracture. History of presenting illness. Patient is reporting of headaches which are mild to moderate, 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, mostly in the back of the head, moderate and constant. They are not sensitive to the light, not sensitive to the noise, no nausea, vomiting, no seizures or aura are reported. Symptoms of PBI that are reported are loss of equilibrium, forgetfulness, lack of focus, and blurred vision. The patient denies any dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, or loss of balance. Patient denies any seizures, loss of memory, or disorientation, confusion. Patient denies any incontinence or spurts in the vision, loss of vision field. Patient denies any taste problem, smell problem, or TMJ problem. Patient denies subtle anesthesia or any incontinence of urine bowel. Patient do describe weakness and moderate difficulty walking due to the pains, moderate anxiety, depression, no panic, no bad dreams or nightmares, and the patient has moderate sleep disturbance. He describes of no numbness or tingling anywhere. And there was a previous automobile accident in 2019. The lawsuit was settled where he was a passenger in the rear seat restrained. It was again rear-ended. Car was totaled. No other detail was provided by the patient. Regarding the pain is constant as throbbing, stabbing, and aching. 7 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 8. The modified factor for the pain is worsened by bending and improved by sitting. Even standing and back, walking is helping him. No radiculopathy is reported. No X-ray CT scan have been done. No numbness tingling is reported. No muscle weakness. And no other treatment has been obtained as of yet. Patient was barely injured one day ago. Please review the records for system review, surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, current employment, disability, legal and personal, as well as the ATO. Physical examination. 46-year-old African-American male gentleman of a good build, nutrition, alert oriented, cooperative and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, coil, any care, no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain, faces are noticed. He has a good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without using any adaptive devices. His blood pressure is 133/111, pulse 72, pulse ox is 100%. Height is 6 feet and the weight is 210 pounds. Temperature 98.5. Rest of the exam comes from the temperate. Including neurological exam, which is normal. Musculature examination is normal. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation is normal. Please use the template. The spine tenderness, none is noticed. And paravertebral muscle spasm, none is noticed. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. 40 forward flexion, 40 extension, 40 is the side flexion, and 40 is the bilateral rotation. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 15. Hyperextension was slightly painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain are as follows. The person has a negative Hoffman sign, positive Sperling sign. Restriction test is positive. The Lerner test is positive. Soto Hart test is positive. One test, whose test is negative in thoracic spine. In the lumbar spine, Frit Lagrange test is positive at 15 degrees. CLR is positive. CAMP is positive. And the rest of the... And then SI joint, bilaterally non-tender. And fibro test, Gunston test, distraction test, iliocompression test, genic flexion test are all negative. Extremities examination is completely normal. Please review the diagnosis from the diagnosis page. Plan of care comes from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient is ordered a physical therapy to begin for the affected areas at 3 times per week to bring some help. Chiropractic treatment, massage is ordered. And work disability is ordered. His house work replacement is ordered. Transportation is ordered. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Fitness club, yes. Psychiatry referral is yes. Interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended right now. Review of available MRI and other imaging records. And medical records are being obtained. Surgical options none. Neuropsych none. Attended care case worker none. Investigations, no investigations being ordered. DMs. The patient is being provided with a neck brace and a tense unit for further healing. Education is yes. Follow visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Kindly make sure that you add a, in the musculature examination, there was a missing link, but the patient was found to have a severe spasm of the left quadratus lumborum muscle and the left trapezius muscle with several trigger points and paravertebral muscles from L1 to L5 on the left side. Please mention that in the physical examination. Thank you.